This is Winds of Change, written by Sylvia Petter and read for you by Bronwyn Grannell. Winds of Change, a novelette in flash by Sylvia Petter. Prelude. The winds of change blew from Leipzig through Chemnitz, turning the latter to Karl Marx Stadt and back. No one imagined that a breeze could change things. It had started out as a breath over a candle, joined by others chanting freedom, and had grown into a hurricane strong enough to bring a wall down. But wind is a fickle beast and goes every which way, sometimes fanning fear and distrust. Winds come as they must. They caress or they devastate. But either way, they bring change. Wind is the movement of the air across the surface of the earth. They had to learn those words off by heart in geography class. It was the one question they'd got wrong in the test, so the answer stuck. Today, they can't remember any of the correct answers. They had other questions back then in geography. What is rain? What is a morass? It is perhaps fortunate they can't remember the right answers. The one answer they got wrong can now give them hope. Dieter S. My name is Dieter S. I am an operative for state security in the German Democratic Republic, Stasi for short. I was there from the beginning. 1953 was Karl Marx's year, so it was good we renamed Chemnitz to be something fitting. The sculpture of the man's head, no need for the rest of him with a head like that, took a while, almost 20 years, but well worth it. I remember the 9th of October, 1971. That was the day it was inaugurated. What a day! We called the Karl Marx Alley Skull Alley. A bit of a joke, that. Oh, yes, we had a sense of humour, but we loved our landmark. Thousands were there on the day of the unveiling. It was the day I met my Hildegard. Barbed Wire Sunday, 19...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?